You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right, praise the Lord, men, women of God, mighty men of valor, we thank God for you. I hope you had a happy and awesome 4th of July. Oh, glory to God. This is Apostle Thomas Robinson along with my good friend, Minister Alex. Amen. A man of revelation. When I first met him, praise God, I was cutting his hair, and man, we began to talk about the mighty things of God, and I was like, my God, this brother. Oh, praise God. He got some revelation. Amen. He's walking in some great knowledge. And so we thank God for him. Go ahead and say something right quick, man of God, and we're going to jump right back into our message.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Privilege and honor to be here, sir, as always. Have your hearts and your mind open to hear the truth. Apostle Thomas, you talked about repentance last time. The word repent means to reconsider and to think again. And so in order to think again, you have to hear something different so that you can think on something different. That's why Jesus said, repent because the kingdom of heaven is here. What he's saying is that whatever you believed about the kingdom of God, think again, because now that the kingdom is here, you got to reconsider some things. So the word repent doesn't mean stop sinning. It means think again. That's what it means.
That's good. Wow. That's good. All right. Well, let's go ahead. You know, yesterday, my God, Monday, We finished up. We were talking about the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of jealousy. A lot of times we don't want to change. And, a long time ago, I won't even go all into that. I'll just say that, sometimes we could be so jealous for our race, come on, that we're willing to step on another race. And so the spirit of jealousy is a strong man. It's a strong man. And let me say this here. It's the big elephant that's in the room. Come on. Okay, I'll put it this way. It's the big elephant that's in our churches. And this is one of the reasons why our churches are divided. And until we deal with that elephant, come on, and get that elephant out of the room, oh, glory to God, out of our church houses, come on, we're going to continue to see a bunch of divide. And this is... Okay, man, I tell you what. You got anything you want to say on this here before we keep it going? Because, man, I'm telling you, I could stay here.
Yeah, I
could stay here.
And, sometimes I think we need to stay here because, the world looks at the church and mocks it and makes fun of it because we preach one thing and we live another. Yeah. And something that God told me a couple weeks ago, he said, the early New Testament church was persecuted. The church now is mocked.
Oh my God.
And there's a difference. You see, when you're being persecuted, it's because you're living the gospel and you're demonstrating the gospel in front of people and they don't like it, so they persecute you.
Right.
But being mocked is different. Being mocked is that they're making fun of you.
My
God. And the reason why the world makes fun of the church is because
my God.
We're preaching one thing and living something different.
Mm.
You know, there's
my
a difference.
God. You know, it's amazing, Jesus told the woman at the well, he said that those that worship the Lord must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And
yes.
Something that I was sharing with the church on yesterday, I was telling them that God wants us to worship him from a place of freedom.
Okay.
God wants us to worship him from a place called freedom or a place. Because a lot of times we're worshiping God from a place of bondage. And this is why it makes it so hard sometimes when we get to church, it makes it a struggle to worship freely, to raise our hands, to glorify God. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? A lot of times we pulled and brought that stuff right up into church with us. Mm-hmm. When we have the ability, when we go to Luke chapter 19, we go to Luke chapter 19, when we have the ability, come on, to shed some stuff on the way to church, all right? When we have the ability to take some stuff off on the way to church. Oh, glory to God. Let's go to 19 here. 19 and 35, okay? 19 and 35. The Bible says, 19, where am I? Oops, I'm in Luke. As you were, I apologize. I should know better by now. Okay, 19, there we go. 19 and 35. The Bible says that Jesus was telling a couple of his apostles, he said, I want you to go over into the village next over against us, and you're going to see a colt there. He's tied. He's going to be tied to something, whether it was a tree, a house, a building, but he was tied to something. Oh, glory to God. And this is when I started off even in the last session saying, what are you loyal to? What are you faithful to? What do you adhere to? What are you in bondage to outside of God? And so here's a colt, and this colt is tied. Oh, glory to God. And the colt can't go anywhere. And he told his apostles, go, and I want you to loose this colt. And the Bible says in verse 33, and as they were loosening the colt. Now, who loosed the colt? They loosed the colt. Oh, glory to God. You know, we have a job to do. We have a calling to do. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They were sent to do this. And there are times that we are sent, come on, to people that are in bondage. Come on. People that are tied to things. People that are aligned, adhering to other things. Oh, glory to God. Because it's almost like a picture of bondage. You can't go nowhere. Come on. You're stuck. Oh, glory to God. You got anything you want to say before I move down the page a little further?
Keep going. Just keep going.
Okay. And the Bible says, and they said the Lord has need of him. Well, the Lord has need of a whole lot of folks that's out there that are in bondage. Come on. That are locked up, tied up, can't go anywhere. Oh, glory to God. That are not loyal to God. That are not committed to God. That are not dedicated to God. That are not paying homage to God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That's not faithful to God. They're struggling. And the Bible says, and they brought him to Jesus. Can I tell you something? Stop inviting people to church and lead them to Christ. I mean, don't get me wrong. Invite them to church, but you lead them to Christ. If you don't know how to, there's so much information out there nowadays on how to lead people to Christ. Come on, Google it and go and practice it. Because we feel more comfortable, we have more confidence in our pastors and in our leaders than we do the God that's on the inside of us. And so we invite people to church. We're like, oh, I invited 100 people to church in 2021. But yeah, did you lead any of them to Christ? did any of them get saved? Come on. Because, and how many did you lose? You invited 100, but guess what? How many ignored your phone call and didn't show up? Okay, all right. And the Bible says they brought them to Jesus and they cast their garments upon the coat. And they set Jesus thereon. And the Bible says, because how are you going to carry the glory? Come on. How are you going to carry the glory when you're tied to something? How are you going to carry the glory when you're locked up like this donkey was and can't go anywhere? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they went and they spread their clothes in the way. They begin to take their garments off. They begin to take off their clothing, come on, and to spread them before this donkey, come on, before this donkey that was housing, that was carrying the glory. Can I tell you something? Come on the way to church, on the way, and because, you know, and let me say this, they were on their way to the city of Zion. They were on their way to Jerusalem, come on, and here they are, they're taking off their clothing. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that, and when they was come nigh even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, to get to Jerusalem, they were going down a descent. Come on your way to church, you need to descend. Come on, you need to go lower. You need to humble yourself. Oh, glory to God. Why are we dragging stuff up into church? Why are we waiting to get the church to repent? Come on. Repent on the way to church. Come on. Take stuff off on the way to church. Oh, glory to God. Take off that. You know you've been out there messing up. Come on. Some of us need to have a talk and then with Jesus before we even get to church. You know, we need to take that sin off. Oh, glory to God. We need to take that the stuff that we're carrying off. We need to take the love of the world off. We need to start confessing stuff before we get to church. Why? Because why are we worshiping from a place of bondage? Oh, glory to God. God wants us to worship from a place called freedom. A place of freedom. You come to church and you're free. Come on. You done got rid of all of that stuff. Go ahead, man of God.
We have to realize that being a it's bigger than us. You know, we have a mission. We as Christians, we have a mission on this earth, and that's to take the knowledge of Jesus, take the glory of God inside of us, and deliver to the world. And you know, the petty things that we get distracted by, you know, it's bigger than us. It's not about us. You know, I'm just feeling it as you're talking. It's bigger than us. You know, it says in Hebrews chapter 2 that Christ came to deliver us from the one who had power over us through fear of death, and that's the devil. You know, we're in bondage to things. We're tied down by things because we don't realize that, that colt that was tied, you know, Jesus told them to go unloose that colt. And when the one who put the colt in bondage, ask you, what are you doing? Say, the Lord hath need of it. And then the guy on the colt said, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that like the devil has to heed to the word of God? When God has need, come on, there's people listening on the radio broadcast. God has need of your children. Come on.
Yeah.
God has need of your love. This is why you got to open your mouth. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, it's like God has need of his people being free. God needs us to be free, and he has provided freedom. He's provided freedom. And you know, we just have to choose. Father, I choose to lay down this thing. I choose to let you speak to me and change my thinking. You know, once again, before, like, you know, repent means to reconsider, to change your thinking, to think again. And we have to be willing to let these words that God is bringing to the body of Christ, we have to be willing to let those words deal with us and challenge our thinking. You know, that's why God sends the apostles and prophets. You know, the apostolic words, the prophetic words, God is increasing those things going out because we need to change. You know, we need to be free.
Yes.
And right now, the church is in bondage.
Right.
You know, we're in bondage and we don't realize it, but we're in bondage and don't realize it. Here's how you can tell you're in bondage. When people see you coming, you know, do they see Jesus coming? You know, here's how you can tell you're in bondage. When you lay hands and pray, does anything happen or does nothing happen? You know, when you speak, do your words fall to the ground or do they not fall to the ground? You know, we're in bondage. And see, my pastor back in California, he said the religious devil is a sneaky devil because he makes you think you're free when you're not. You know, never heard anybody else say that except for him. But, you know, the Lord has need for us to be free. And so let these challenging words come to you. It's not God attacking you because he doesn't like you. He loves you and he wants you to be free.
My God.
So go ahead.
Man, I'm telling you, because this is why, and I mean, look at this now. Look at this, because I asked a question, because God wants us to worship him. And I'm going to keep saying this, worship him from a place of freedom. Oh, glory to God. Worship him. We come to church. Are you worshiping God from a place of freedom? Because not if you're aligned to certain things, not if you're aligned with the world, not if you're loyal with the world. I'm not saying that you can't worship God. I'm not saying that you can't worship God. Some of us, it takes a while for you to get warmed up. But some of us, my God, you come in there, man, you bust up in there and fire is on you. Come on. Why? Because guess what? You've taken stuff off. Let me show you something. Didn't the Lord, when he called Abraham out in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says he said, leave your country, leave your kindred, and leave your father's house. Okay. Mm-hmm. My God, he was disconnecting him from everything that he was loyal of. Not saying that you don't have to have no more association with your you know, kin folks, but come on, you gotta be willing, come on, to let go of things and release things and put God first. God first. You know, let me show you something. I tell my wife, I say, girl, you got second place. My beautiful wife. Yeah, you got second place. No. You got second place. You're behind God. And guess what? I expect the same thing. Don't you put me ahead of God. Don't you be more loyal to me than you are to God. Don't you be more faithful to me, adhering to me, than you are God. Don't you be more devoted and committed to me than you are God. Come on. In other words, let me show you something. He says, come out of your country. You can't love the United States more than you love God. You can't love America, 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 more than you love God. You can't be more patriotic to this nation than you are God. You are a citizen of an eternal kingdom. Come on. Ephesians 2:19. You are a citizen. You are a nation within a nation. Come on. You cannot be more loyal to anything than you are to God. I love our flag. I pledge allegiance to our flag. I just don't put my hand over my heart because my heart belongs to God. Oh, glory to God. It belongs to God and God only. I'm going to say that again because I don't want nobody to take me the wrong way. I love our country. Love this nation. I'm crying out for this nation because some of the wicked things that are being done, some of the wicked decisions that are being made, and you don't make wicked decisions unless you're wicked. Okay. All right. So I'm crying out for this nation. Oh, glory to God. But I understand that I can't put nothing before the Lord. He says, your kindred. He says, leave your kindred. Oh, glory to God. Well, kindred, also, it's talking about your kin folks, but it's also talking about connections, because when you look up the word kindred, it also means connections. And sometimes we're connected with things we ain't got no business being connected with. Okay, all right. See, I'm not saying that you go home and you got an unsaved spouse. You go home and you leave your spouse. Come on, you locked in, you married. But I'm saying that sometimes we are connected with things. We're connected. You can be connected with ungodly television shows. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Some of the stuff that comes on television is filth. Me and my son was having a conversation last night, and he said, "Did you see this movie?" And I said, I was trying to watch it, but I said I couldn't watch it. It was jacked up. I put it this way. It wasn't right. Something wasn't right about it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, when I got through watching it, I heard the word psychological witchcraft. And I went and I looked it up because I was like, I'd never heard that together. But then when I went and looked it up, come on, I Googled it. And yes, there is stuff about psychological witchcraft. The devil is using witchcraft through these TV shows and these movies, come on, to mess with your mind, to jack your mind up. Oh, glory to God. I'm just telling you what I heard. I couldn't watch it. The spirit of God on the inside of me, it was disturbed. And I had to go ahead and just turn that thing off. I said, I can't finish watching this. And my son, he texted me and said, did you see this movie? He said, yeah, I couldn't watch it either. I couldn't get with it. I was glad that he couldn't get with it. Come on. Oh, glory to God.
Praise God.
And then he says, and your father's house. Oh, glory to God. Your father's house. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we got to leave. You know, let me say this here. You know, I tell the church we want a. Okay, let me say this here right. We want a prophetic culture. Oh, glory to God. We want a prophetic culture.
That's the word.
Culture. Prophetic culture. Yep. In other words, not me telling you what I want to tell you and not me picking out my best message, but me hearing from God and finding out what God is saying and tell you what God is saying. We're prophetic people. We're supposed to be hearing what the Lord. You know, when I was going to preach up in North Carolina, somebody said, pick out your best message and go up there and preach your best message. And I was like, what the devil? The devil is a liar. I can't do that. Come on. I can't preach my best message. I can't go and go through all of my notes and find my best message. If I ain't saying what God is saying, I ain't saying nothing at all, and ain't no weight on it. And I don't care how much I hoop and all of this here and get you hyped up. That's all you were. You were just hyped up. Come on. Wasn't no weight on it. Wasn't no anointing on it. Come on. I just made you an emotional wreck and then, hey, collected your money and got out of Dodge.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And so it's important for us to say what it is that God is saying. Oh, glory to God. And so let me say this here also. It says, leave your father's house. Sometimes we got to leave certain mindsets.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
It's cultural thinking.
Because I thank God. Let me say this here. I thank God for the church that I grew up in and came out of. But then when God moved me to another church and I couldn't take what I learned in that other church and bring it into what God was trying to do new. This church was operating on a higher level. Oh, glory to God. I was seeing miracles, signs and wonders. My wife's womb was open up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I mean, I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about seeing people raised up. I'll put it this way. I was seeing some awesome things that I wasn't seeing initially. And so this church was on another level. And so guess what? I had to be open to learn. It's amazing to me, man of God, you know, that people, they watch America movies and they learn about America and they want to come to America and they come out of, say, a communist country. And then when they get to a communist, get here to the U.S., they try to turn the U.S. into a communist country. We do the same thing with church. Mm-hmm. We try to bring our old culture into the new place that God is trying to take us into something new. And we're trying to go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right. It's all about culture. You know, your culture is made up of how you think, and a culture is developed when you hang around a group of, it's very simple. It's like a group of people will eventually start thinking the same way. Mm-hmm. And when you think the same way and talk the same way, you start acting the same way. And so cultures become cliques become cultures, and the next thing you know, you're stuck thinking a certain way.
What do you see they're trying to do to the culture here in the U.S.?
Oh, they're trying to... Honestly, they're trying to change it into like a socialistic communist type thing, because honestly, in order for the quote unquote new world order to come into effect, all nations of the world have to be in agreement, and any nation that doesn't think like that is attacked from the inside out.
Right.
You know, and I'm just going to say, I mean, okay, you brought it up. It's your fault. You brought it up. America, with all of the stuff that's wrong with it, doesn't change the fact that God has called this country to do something different. We're one of the youngest countries on the planet, but we're one of the most powerful countries on the planet.
Yeah.
And as much as stuff is wrong in America needs to change, people still come here.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about, oh, America is a racist country. Well, if that's true, those 2 million people that walked across the border illegally, came into this country illegally, came into a country that's racist. They don't care, because even though this country's messed up, it's still better than what they came from.
Yeah.
You don't see anybody sneaking out of the country and sneaking into Russia. You don't see anybody sneaking into China. All these people give up everything they have. They leave their father, their country, their city, and they come here because in the same way Israel was the promised land in the Old Testament, America in a lot of ways is the promised land to a lot of people. And yes, there's some ites in the land, but it's still the promised land. So what you gonna do? You slay the giants. You don't destroy the land. You slay the giants. You know, and I don't want to ramble on that because we ain't got that much time left.
You know, and what I see a lot of times, you know, because sometimes, you know, folks surround themselves with cheerleaders. They get on TV and they surround themselves with cheerleaders and try to make us believe that this nation is going in this direction. You can surround yourself. You know, I look at some of these, people, they'll go out and they'll speak in a crowd. You know, the subject of abortion has been a hot topic as of late. Oh, glory to God. And these people, they'll surround themselves with a couple of hundred people to make it seem like all of America is about that agenda. But we know that the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. Come on. We got enough scientific proof to know that there's life in the womb. Oh, glory to God. And murder is murder. Okay, I'm going to just say it. Murder is murder. Killing is killing. Oh, glory to God. And so me, myself, as a Christian, I can't condone it. I can't align myself with it. Guess what? You know, because it is what it is. And a lot of times when you are a part of something, guess what? It will affect your household. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Some stuff that we go and we align ourselves with, it affect our household, affect our children. We're like, what's going on here? Well, guess what? Did you align yourself with it? What do they call it when you get pulled over and you got a...
You're an accomplice.
You're an accomplice. You're an accomplice. You were in the car with the person with all the drugs. And so anyways, all right. Well, God bless you. We just had to tell it like it is. We thank God for you. Thank God for Minister Alex. Amen. Pastor Paul, want you to join us. Praise the Lord at Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock, 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Amen. We love the Lord and we love you. Oh, glory to God. We love people and we thank God for you. All right. God bless you. We thank God for the people that are listening in on social media. We have our prophetess and pastor, Sam Burness. Praise God. I have my wonderful cousin, Rhody. How you doing, Rhody? And thank God for Yvette. Thank you for listening in. That's one of my customers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank God for prophetess Phillips and who else? The mother of our church. All right. Praise God. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Those hoping for a future of technology without religion won't like what they find. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. One of the most enigmatic, sensational, and misguided thinkers of the last 10 years is Israeli historian and pop philosopher Yuval Noah Harari. His book Sapiens, which was published in English in 2015, sold over a million copies as it told the story of mankind's evolution. His 2017 book predicts a transhumanist future, a world where technology fundamentally reshapes what kind of entity human beings are. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls, he told attendees at the 2020 World Economic Forum annual meeting. We are now hackable animals. 2 years earlier, he said this, by hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the power of life itself. This will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity, this will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. Harari's prophecy doesn't end there. Quote, science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution via intelligent design, he said in 2018. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design, and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud. These are the new driving forces of evolution, end quote. Harari's ideas suffer from a fatal inconsistency.